This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
So, as John Caldera wrote in his inimitable fashion in Complete Colorado, page 2, you can find this piece up on page 2 simply by jumping online, going to CompleteColorado.com. Colorado Republican Party on the verge of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Now, his earlier piece kind of was reminiscent, asking the question, and again, it is a family show, so he doesn't mince words, but I will, asking, well, what will the Colorado GOP do to screw things up this time? Well, ending their primary, pretty much a gift to Democrats. 808 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 at KFKA. Mornings with Gale from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joined this morning by Sherry Pife, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado, and our Weld County political insider. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for taking the time. And you, my friend, just had a piece pop up that I want to talk about as well. But yeah, we were scheduled to talk about this earlier in the week, so I wanted to kind of do a double dose of
Sherry Pipe. No doubt.
Because I find that piece absolutely interesting when it comes to concealed carry and all the shenanigans going on surrounding that. But yeah, let's talk about Colorado Republicans ending their primary. And what was it that John Caldera said in his piece? I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Here it is. Being the purists they are, they refused. He's referencing the Libertarian Party. But as a result, the Libertarian Party remains the dominant powerhouse party it is today.
Exactly. You know, Carly Kavas said this to me best when I was talking to her about this the other day. If the unaffiliated in the state of Colorado were their own party, if that actually was a true party, they would be the largest major party in the state. There is 1.6 million unaffiliated registered voters in the state of Colorado. There's just under a million Republicans and just under a million Democrats. Unaffiliateds are the largest voting bloc in the state. In order for either party to win anything, they have to convince the unaffiliateds that they have the right side.
They have to court the unaffiliateds.
Right. So what better way to alienate yourself from the unaffiliateds in the general election than say to them in the primary election that they don't have a voice? And on top of that, it's not just the unaffiliated that they're blocking out. I think it's 517 people are what makes up the Central Committee, something like that. 512, 517, something like that. There's 1 million registered Republicans. You are taking away the voice of 945,000 people. Or
999,445
people.
Yeah, that's just dumb. And you nailed it. It is 517 voting members. That's the Colorado Republican State Central Committee. And you talk about lessons learned or forgotten, as the case may be, again, referencing that piece by your boss at the Independence Institute, John Caldera, because the Libertarians did this exact same thing, and it wasn't to their benefit.
It almost killed their party. You can't tell people, you know, we talk about how the Democrats are always saying that the Republicans want to silence the voter and then they want to, you know, get people or take away people's rights to vote and all
that whole
stuff because of everything going on.
Yeah, the whole voter suppression narrative.
Well, hey, maybe they're right. You know, maybe they've got something there because not only, apparently, do the Republicans want to suppress the votes of who the left claim they do, but they definitely currently, there's a handful of them that want to suppress the votes of their own party.
How does this make any sense? Why is this even being discussed? Why is it even under consideration?
There's only one reason for it, and they won't ever admit it, but it's the bottom line to this whole thing is to get rid of the primary opponent. because if you remember correctly, back during the 2020 election, the primaries in Weld County were absolutely ugly. And they were ugly because you had a sector of folks in Weld County, in the Weld County Republican Party. They titled themselves Caucus or Bust, and they were bound and determined to group together and make sure that not a single person who petitioned onto the ballot was going to win their office. Well, quite frankly, the funny part is all of the candidates that did win, well, not all, Perry Bucket and Lori Sain were the only two people who did not actually petition their way onto the ballot to win their offices. Everybody else won their offices. And they're trying to avoid people from being able to go out, get signatures, and petition their way onto the ballot. That's bottom line. That's bottom line what it is. And by the way, I just want to make clear that I'm not saying Perry Buck and Lori Sain were part of the caucus or bus group. They were just two of the candidates that were caucus-only candidates. I want to make that clear.
Thanks for that point of clarification. Appreciate that. All right. So are the powers that be in the GOP even listening?
Well, I think the bulk of the GOP, the common sense, thought process GOP is listening. The concern is the people that tend to participate in the caucus system tend to be your hardcore far-right.
Yes.
I mean, and it's the same in the Democrats. The Democrats that participate in their caucus system tend to be the hard, far-left Democrats. That's just the way it is. So the point is, are they listening? And I don't know. I have said this 1,000 times, and I know people who are right in line with me, but if I find out any single one of my elected officials here in Weld County, because they are all of the state elected officials, the House of Representatives, the state senators, all of those folks are Central Committee members. And if I find out anybody running for office in 2022 voted for this, I will make sure to vote for whoever they run against. Because if they want to take away my voice in the primary, they're not going to get my voice in the general. And that's just where it's at. And this state is in enough problem, in enough hurt. The last thing we need right now is a handful of people who think that this is the smart move.
Absolutely. Well said. Couldn't say it any better myself. But again, I just have to wonder about the wisdom or the dearth thereof behind. I mean, even having this as a conversation topic, it's just once again, it seems as though Republicans have this propensity for getting into that circular firing squad formation, because I can't think of any other way to describe this.
No, I agree. They're just shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, and we seem to like to do that. We seem to, we have literally got victory. 2022 election is ours for the taking. I mean, everything that has happened to this state, everybody is upset with current leadership. Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliated alike. Everybody is upset with current leadership. Why would you do something that would literally alienate yourself from 2.6 million voters?
Yeah, well, it's the power brokers in the party, and that's exactly what we're talking about here, because that's what it comes down to each and every time. Sherry Pfeiff, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado. Hey, I loved your follow-up piece on Jefferson County Parks and Rec. And one, it's like, yes, a victory! But wanted to see if you could stick with us for another segment, and we'll kind of kick that around.
Absolutely.
More with Sherry Pfeiff, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado, our Weld County political insider, in just a few on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, and at 8:17, this time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, bringing you an amazing production of Shrek the Musical, taking center stage now through August 22nd. My husband and I had a chance to see it. Oh, please do yourself a favor and do the same. For tickets and show information, just jump online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August, only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Point out 1310 KFKA 103.1 Northern Colorado's Voice. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. As our conversation continues this morning with Weld County political insider, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado, Sherry Pipe. And Sherry, I love the follow up on that piece, which I believe you broke, talking about Jefferson County Parks and Rec and, well, some finagling and some shenanigans there. This courtesy of Senate Bill 256, in which they were all in a concealed carry ban effort. But funny how things have changed, right?
Yes, and I think this is, you know, the thing that I've been talking about with this story is very similar to what happened in Lakewood when the Lakewood City Council wanted to put that 50% tax increase on cigarettes, and Complete Colorado broke that story. They were the only, we were the only news website to cover that story. Same way with this one, we were the news site to break this story. We were the only news site to cover it. And, it's the power of small government. And I think it goes to show people when they say, I can't make any change anyway, that you can make change. And when people get involved in their local government and what's going on within their town, they can make change. And this story, we published the names and phone numbers and addresses to the directors of the Foothills Parks and Rec Division, district. And, you know, we went out there and we promoted this as much as we could and said, get out and talk to these people. Tell mm-hmm. these people they can't do this. And that's exactly what happened. The director contacted me after the board had made their decision to table it indefinitely and said the district had received numerous emails and phone calls from their constituents, and because of that, they decided to table the concealed carry. And I giggle because he says he got numerous comments on both sides of the issue, but clearly because they chose to table the issue, they had to have gotten more against the idea than they did get for the idea.
It seems as though they got an earful at the Foothills Parks and Recreation District.
Yes, and you know, and because again, I go back to the director called me and said, "Hey, this is what we've decided to do. Can you please do another story, making sure that people know that we're not going to bring this up anymore." And that right there tells me that somebody down at Foothills is getting really sick and tired of their email account filling up. You know, it's the power of people working together to make changes within their community when they don't agree with what's going on with their leadership.
Well, because as you noted in your piece, by the way, you can find this piece by Sherry Pipe on Complete Colorado, page 2, CompleteColorado.com. Just click on that page 2 link. Headline, Jefferson County Parks and Rec District drops concealed carry ban effort after, air quote, numerous, close air quote, public comments. But as you noted in your stories, as you followed this, that this basically, as one, I believe it was a Denver resident, that this basically, and I won't use the particular word he used here, but it undermines Senate Bill 256, the concept of local control.
The only time local control has a definition in a Democrat's mind is when they want local control to be more stringent than what the state rule is. They have no idea what the true definition of local control is. They continue to throw that word around like it's, you know, okay, well, the state says that you have to wear a mask indoors, but local control can say you have to wear a mask everywhere, indoors and outdoors. It just can't say that you don't have to wear a mask. They have no idea what local control is actually about. And so voters are starting to show them what local control is about. Local control is about overall controlling your local government. And that's exactly, you know, Michael Field said it in another piece that I did on his ballot measures. Mm-hmm. So long as legislatures continue to take laws or continue to ignore voters and what they want, he's going to continue to take proposals to the voters to switch up or to whatever the word is. It's not coming out of my mouth this morning. what they're doing, you know, an answer to what they're doing down there. And that's exactly what's going to start happening is now that these local governments have the ability to put in stricter regulations, the people themselves are going to have to go to their governments and say, no. We elected you to do something, and this wasn't it.
How about circumvent? Does that work for you?
Circumvent. There we go. Yeah. I don't know. The word was not coming out of my mouth this morning. I was like, what am I talking about?
Believe me, I share your pain more often than you know. It happens, Sherry. All right. As always, thanks so much. Thanks for your reporting on this. Thanks for keeping us abreast of, well, as I'm fond of saying, all the shenanigans that are going on. Because,
absolutely.
Boy, we really need to pay attention now more than ever. Sherry Pipe, investigative journalist, Complete Colorado, Weld County Political Insider. Thanks as always.
You bet. You have a good one.
You too. Take good care. 8:30 now. 103.1, 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice. Stay with us. Luc Cartier is Ames Community College business professor, fond of writing some really thoughtful opinion pieces in the Greeley Trib. And funny that Sherry brought this up, talking about that ever-rotating litany of mandates and guidance coming down about COVID-19. Well, in his most recent column, Lou Cartier said, "Are we prepared for new or continuing pandemic protocols that might lead us to gently question authority?" Or bluntly, might be more your style. Luc Cartier joins us at 8:35. 8:31 now, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Well, sure. Maybe from your personal perspective, your vantage point, you're starting to see a little bit more clearly now, but as a Luc Cartier in the Greeley Trib, many of us asking, well, why our coworkers can't see what we see? 8:38 now. 103.1, 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. So pleased to welcome back for always a fascinating discussion, Luc Cartier. Luc Cartier teaches business ethics, communications, and the legal environment of business enterprise, among his many other hats that he wears at Ames Community College. Hey, Luc.
Hey, Gail, great to hear from you again.
You bet. Well, you know, you can almost take it to the bank that when you write one of your incisive, brilliant columns, and no, I'm not just shining you up here. I just so enjoy your columns because they make me think. And that's always a good thing, you know, to challenge your own viewpoints, your own perspectives, and perhaps in so doing, you'd learn something and broaden your own horizons.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I tend to be a thinker first and a feeler second, Gail. I don't know if you have any experience with that, but, you know, I like to think through things. And a lot of other people say, you know, it just doesn't feel right.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to explore a little bit. Okay. So, I mean, often when we disagree about politics or, you know, masking or, you know, should I return to work or stay at home? You know, we want to think that through, and others say it just doesn't feel right. Why don't they get that? Why don't they see what I see? And, you know, there's no magic answer to that, but I thought I'd offer, you know, a kind of a five-step process, at least to, you know, to challenge yourself. If you're really honest about that question and you don't think you know everything, and you're willing to say, how come Gail doesn't get this? You know, there's a way to go through this.
Sure. And who does know everything? And it's funny, the older I get, the more I realize I don't know, or perhaps I've forgotten, as the case may be. But yeah. I love how you set this up in the Greeley Trib. This was a piece that popped up July 27th by Lou Cartier. After a breakout summer of vacation travel, dearly hoping for, air quotes, normalcy, close air quote, in school and at work come Labor Day. Are we prepared for new or continuing pandemic protocols? And we're seeing those come down the pike for seemingly no rhyme or reason at this point in time. They seem to be pretty capricious and arbitrary, but that's conversation for another time. But are we ready for new or continuing pandemic protocols that might lead us to gently question authority?
I love that you pick up the subtleties, Gail. I'm so pleased, you know, because, you know, whether to gently question or question at all, or to yell and scream and revolt and to make a fuss, you know, that's the struggle with, right? Mm-hmm. Can I live with this? Can I accept it? Can I agree with it? Can I go along with it? And if I can't, what do I do? You know, how big a deal is this?
Well, and on the flip side of the equation, I want to get into those five pointers, Lou. The temptation is also there for us to just shut down, which accomplishes absolutely nothing at all. So we have to basically navigate some very contentious topics of conversation.
And that's a great point, because, you know, we've all done that, Gail. You know, you're in a situation and five people are saying, let's do this, and you really don't want to do it. And you just swallow it. You just say, okay, I'll go along. And sometimes that's fine. Sometimes that works. Sometimes giving into the majority, you can deal with it. Other times, you come back later and you're spitting and you're fighting and you're yelling at your wife or your boyfriend or your dog. You know, and it just didn't
it's
work.
Leaking out. It's leaking out sideways. I mean, and I think that's
out.
Yeah, and I think that is what is at the core of not only road rage, but the antics on airlines. For heaven's sakes, you had some flight attendants duct taping over the tour seat.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, it's just, but that's the problem, is all of this pent up stress, anxiety, and yes, anger.
And, you know, and burnout. I mean, I've written some columns on burnout a year ago, and that's still just very close to the surface in so many work areas, particularly in the helping professions, you know, where people, I mean, you look at the medical establishment now. We thought we beat COVID, and now they're seeing a return with the virus.
Sure.
And, you know, they're listening to people and they're trying to help people. I mean, they're kind of burned out and acting out occasionally. And it's a fraught situation, and I suspect that's true at workplaces too, right? Yours, mine, others we can name.
Sure.
People are just tired of, quote, coping and swallowing and enduring. And so this is, you know, the literature says recognize that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Recognize that's important to you. Recognize your values allow you to go along with it or not. And then finally, just to summarize here, what is the organizational culture like? What is the mores, the values of the organization? Are you working for a place and for a boss that is willing to say, hey, come into my office, let's talk about it, and actually willing to make some accommodations? Or are you in an organization that says, look, damn it, this is what we're doing at this place. You sign on. I have an employment contract. You know, get with the program or hit the road.
So zip it. But for many, going along to get along just doesn't sit well. Now, does it, Lou?
I think, Gail, that's a good point. You know, recognize in yourself. You might say in the moment, hey, it's not a big deal. I can live with this. And if you're honest with yourself, good for you. Good for you. You know, make a sacrifice for the greater good. But if you're the type who says, you know, this is important, I feel my rights have been violated, I think I can't take this any longer, you're just asking for trouble to not disagree, to protest, to find a way out. And ultimately, and I tell my students this, you've got to be prepared to walk away and or resign if need be, for your own mental health. Mm-hmm. And that's a point I hope didn't get lost in that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because definitely, we're taught to collaborate. You know, we're all part of a team, Gail, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're on the radio or in a classroom, you know, we all want the team to succeed. But you've got to know if you can be that team player on every issue, at every time, under every situation.
So let's say that you do work in an organization, and God bless my general manager, Brady Hall, because, well, I know this will come as a surprise to you, not so much to Brady. I can be a little bit yippy from time to time.
No.
But I am fortunate that in our workplace culture here at 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, shameless plug for our new FM that we're all excited about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I do have the opportunity to sit down and basically I don't necessarily mince words, but I do think about what I'm saying, the delivery, and yes, my tone. You always
sure.
have to think about your tone and how those words might be perceived. And if we, you know, we're talking about something that, you know, perhaps he's all in, and I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe we could take a look at it this way. I mean, sometimes, nope. Forget about it. Zip it, Gail.
Nope.
But other times, he's open, and he's always open to a varying perspective. And I so appreciate about that about him. And I'm not just saying it because he's the big kahuna in the corner office. So.
No, I get it, Gail. I mean, you're being direct and honest, and you're a good communicator. And I talked about this in my column last month in the Tribune in something called Intellectual Caution. And it was just, back off a little bit. Make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we defining terms the same way? And how many times, you know, whether it's with our spouse, our kids, our boss, our colleagues, are we fighting in all this Sturm und Drang? And really, oh, I didn't mean that. I meant this. You know,
exactly.
So you're right to get to that, Gail.
It's almost, Lou, as though there is a subcontext to the conversation,
and
the wheels are flying off, and you know things are just rapidly disintegrating, and you're like, how did we get here? This isn't even what we were talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, emotional intelligence is a word that some people mm-hmm. use about mm-hmm. this, and you, Gail, are able to step back from the brink, and maybe Brady, whom I don't know, but I'm getting a picture from you, is able to do the same thing. And you both can say, hey, hold on a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Is this what we're talking about? Let's define what it is, the issue. That's the first step in the process, mm-hmm. to understand the issue, recognize the issue, define the issue. And, you know, you'd be amazed. Well, not you, Gail, because you're so clever and worldly and experienced.
Aww.
All right. But I mean, you know this.
Checks in the mail.
Take that pause and make sure we know. Is the college or the department or the network asking me to do this or not? And, you know, that's where you start. And then just briefly, then you examine your values and whether I'm being honest to myself and I can live with this, and what are his values and do I understand them and can I speak to that? And so on and so forth. And it's that quiet stepping back from the brink.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping back from the brink.
Taking
I didn't
a breath.
Use that. Taking a breath. Excellent point. Mm-hmm. You know, that this can make all kinds of differences. And where it gets you to, it seems to me, and I don't mean to be sexist here, but I think females have a better sense of respecting and understanding feelings. Guys can do it. Of course, we can do it, but it might take us a little while to get there. But stepping back from the brink lets you recognize and assess and honor different feelings. And when you understand, you know, what the other person is feeling, not just thinking, mm-hmm. I think that's a great advantage to solving a problem and developing harmony.
Now, Lou Cartier, who teaches business ethics, communication, and the legal environment of business enterprise at Ames Community College. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is sexist. I would never brand you with that label.
Okay, well, thank you, Gail. I appreciate this. I always offer my students a chance to tell me if they think I'm wrong or I'm overstating. you know, so I'm sensitive that way. You know, I'm an old guy. I use metaphors, examples. I tease good humoredly because I want to pull a student out. But I always try to say, look, it, you know, tell me what you think. Is this okay? Did I, you know, make you uncomfortable? And I don't make a big deal about that. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to follow up. You have to take your audience seriously, whether it's your spouse, your friend, your colleague, your coworker.
Sure.
And so this is not dangerous, touchy-feely stuff is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're almost taught to be very defensive about, you know, in a PC world, politically correct or incorrect. You know, and I would encourage people to resist that. You know, be yourself and be honest and simply say, here's what it looks like to me. And here, let me give you some background where I'm coming from. How does it look to you? And then take a moment to actually listen and process that and take it seriously.
Well, and to think with your logical, rational brain instead of instantly going into the lizard brain, and that's when things get sideways, right?
Yeah, I that's a good point. And, you know, we have the power. The smarter you are, Gail, the smarter anybody is, the better able we are to rationalize bad behavior or sloppy behavior. You know, I didn't mean to do it. It's not my fault. Gail kind of misled me. You know, everybody else is doing this. I mean, we're clever enough to do that. And in the short term, maybe you get away with it. In the short term, maybe it lessens.
Really? Do you really? Yeah, somebody might just let you off the hook and then walk away, you know, internally muttering, yeah, right.
No, exactly. So you have gone down a few notches in their estimation.
Yes.
You think you're so clever and you fooled them and you got away with it, but no. Your lasting relationship has been impaired. That's correct, Gail. Exactly true.
See
so
right
that was my whole point. You know, why can't my coworkers see what I see? Well, because they have a whole lot of different stimuli to bring to bear. Maybe they're older than you. Maybe they're a different culture, a different sex. Maybe they were raised in a different family. Maybe they experienced authority in a different way than you did. And, you know, it's not wishy-washy. It's real. This is how people and organizations succeed when they take into account that kind of diversity of background, thought, experience, and impact of life slings and arrows. So,
well, because triggers, like them or not, are very, very real. And as you so cogently pointed out, Lou, we don't know the sum total of another's life experience.
Well, yeah, there you go, Gail. We don't, and I think you and I both intuitively sense and know that it makes sense to bear down a little bit, you know, endure a little bit, be a little uncomfortable in the moment, but the rewards are great.
Oh, absolutely.
For long-term communication.
Yeah. And you know, Lou, I learn so much more from folks who disagree with me, and I actually relish being a little bit uncomfortable because once again, it goes to our starting point about broadening your horizons and your perspectives and perhaps learning not only about others, but yourself along the way.
Well, that's wise, Gail. You know, and I'm not just pandering to you. I mean, it makes you a better broadcaster, a better journalist, a better, colleague, and a better host, you know, because people think, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm going to say something weird and she's not going to bite my head off.
No.
So good for you.
That just shuts down conversation. And particularly coming from you, Lou Cartier, those words mean so much. Keep writing, my friend. Keep thinking, and we'll keep chatting about it.
Okay, you know, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Lou Cartier wrote a great piece in the Greeley Trib. You can still find it online. Why can't my coworkers see what I see? Come on now, fess up. You've asked that question yourself, right? On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, it's 8:55.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, your home for live and local programming. So lock it right here. Coming up, Tanner Schwint with NoCo Now, up next.